Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Plebeians Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Delfino, and joining me, as always, our very own commissioner, Ryan Fitch. Ryan, great to have you here. And also joining us, it's none other than the esteemed Fumble Kings, Petey Launders himself on the pod. Peter, thank you so much for joining us.
You not know how to say my name, Nick, after all these years?
I usually just kind of fudge it, and no one said anything.
Pretty fucked up. Thanks for having me, boys. I'm excited to be here.
I thought it was Lion Dyers.
Yeah, it's not Lion Dyers. I've been saying laundries for a while. No one's corrected me, so I just kind of kept leaning into it.
It's P.D. Wheat. That's my last name.
Wheats. Wow, yeah. It's spelled so differently. Wow, language is amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
English especially. Really
must be Greek.
Ryan, Peter taught me a lot of Greek recently. I really like all the phrases he's taught me. Peter, can you teach Ryan a Greek phrase?
Like maybe I want to get a certain beverage.
Yeah, like if you want to get like a if you want to get like a Coke.
Yeah, Ryan, do you want to know how you say Coca-Cola?
I love Coca-Cola. I'd love to know how to do that.
Oh yeah, you just say Coca-Cola.
Oh, that's a good one. Peter, wow, I have another question crazy. Real quick. If he was like headed to Lynn Beach and he wanted to say that to someone in Greek.
Oh, a lot of Greeks at Lynn Beach. Yeah. A lot of laundries there. Sorry. A lot of wheats there. Yeah. They always say, in Greek, of course, you got to go to Lynn Beachy.
Oh, there we go. Very nice. Yeah, it's really, this is an educational program. I'm really happy we can.
What a language.
Impressive stuff.
You know, there's a lot of depth there. It's really amazing. But Peter, we're not just here to, you know, probe your mind about Greece and the Greek language. You know, we also want to talk about your car situation. I mean, the Cadillac, it's gone full aquarium. I mean, what are you doing? I mean, what's going on? What's going through your head?
What's going through my head is that life is a waste of time when you don't have a car to go disc golfing in. And
That's true.
It's really all I've ever wanted in life. No, car's fine. It works great. I drove it 2 hours before this.
You drove it for 2 hours? You drove 2 hours before this. You drove it for how long? A minute and a half?
6 minutes.
6 minutes. You really clocked it. Wow, that's awesome.
Because
if you do 10 minutes, it shuts off.
That I thought was safe. Yeah, if you go too far, I mean, it's going to overheat. So you got to be careful. Jesus.
That's awesome. More importantly, Peter's joining the RAV4 family, which is what's really exciting. I'm not going to, you know, I'm just going to spread your news as my news.
We don't know that yet. We don't know that yet.
What do you mean?
I mean, I put some money down, but you know, car salesmen, they be sleazing.
And what'd you do? Did you do it all online?
Much as try to charge me an extra dollar, I'll 180 right out of there.
You'll back out that fast, and you'll take your car that's literally the engine's falling out, and just be like, "Well, I'm taking this beauty home." That's
yeah,
gonna
exactly.
Be bad.
The watch me push it out of the lot. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'll be pumped. You know, me, Pete, rolling Rav deep, and then Ryan, you're gonna get a Rav.
We're
too,
gonna do a drag race.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well,
that's pretty messed up, Ryan.
Peter, we're not just here to talk about your car situation. We're also here to talk about your football team. You know, you're Fumble Kings in the league. Everyone's a huge fan, or so I hear. You're 3-2, which is pretty tasty. Pretty good spot to be in this season. You have a relatively strong team, but how do you feel about it?
I mean, I was looking at the board today. I don't feel like my team is that strong, to be honest. I was kind of shocked. Everyone's passed me in score. That's ahead of me. I like one of the previous weeks, it was looking pretty good, you know. I just got cucked by matchups. And I was still, you know, one of the top scorers. But now, you know, I'm falling behind. It's tough when I can't put up, you know, fucking 170 or 150 like Austin and Allmog. It's real, real tough bid.
You can. You just gotta dream harder.
I don't know if I can.
You gotta call Josh Allen and ask him to perform.
No one's dropping 40 on my team. Well, let's put it that way. No one that isn't Josh Allen is gonna be dropping 40.
Yeah, that's fair.
I feel that, man. I feel that. No one's dropping 40 on my team either. Only the opposing team.
Same.
You can combine all your flex players and they're not dropping 40. I mean, sheesh.
All right, well, that's a little messed up to say that. I can say that about my team.
Your team's nice. Your team's nice, Nicky.
My team's nice, but it's not good. Like, they're nice.
It's pretty miraculous. The entire league is either 3-2 or 2-3, except Almog is 4-1 and Melissa's 0-5. It's another thing where it's like, if you look at the standings, it's like, it doesn't quite make sense, but it, like, obviously it makes sense.
So, like, it's pretty much everyone's still in it.
Except Melissa.
Probably not Melissa. Melissa would have to go on a pretty miraculous turnaround here to get back in. Yeah. It's tough. Well, P, I'm sure Ryan he's moving up a little bit in the rankings. He couldn't have done worse than last week. So, I mean, that's something to look forward to. And we'll talk more about your team then. But in the meantime, we have a game for you. It's the same game every week. And, oh, wow. I forgot to name this game. I actually did a lot of research for this one, but I forgot to name it.
It's a RAV4 themed, or?
No, I'm going to call it PD Sweeps. That's the name of the game. PD Sweeps, we do every week. Same game. This game, it's all about, you know, both of you work at DraftKings, the sports betting institution. And so I thought, what better way to test your knowledge than ask you a bunch of questions about sports gambling, more or less. So,
oh, this can't be good. Yeah, I'm going to get fired.
No, none of these questions are very interesting. I don't think you're going to really...
If you ask me the definition of a parlay, I think I might fail.
I want to say this right now. Like, you want nothing that detailed. Nothing that will, you know, perjure you to your company or anything like that. So
let's,
you're going to be good.
Let's get it out of the way.
All right, cool. So the first question is... how much data does DraftKings ingest, and where is it stored, and what are the passwords? Just real quick. So so what's the username? No, okay, I'm just kidding. All right, so the first question.
Admin.
it's actually a public database. No one's found it yet. So the first question is, which famous basketball player lost $30 million gambling over their lifetime? Your options are A, Larry Bird. B, Michael Jordan. C, Charles Barkley.
Now, Adam Sandler's not on here, right? And that's
famous basketball.
I thought it was
player?
Kevin Garnett. Isn't it Kevin Garnett?
Oh, I'll be honest, I didn't get that right away.
All right, Peter, you go first because I know the answer.
It's Michael Jordan.
Yeah, it's Michael Jordan.
Wow, that is deeply embarrassing. It's actually not Michael Jordan. It's Charles Barkley. Pretty big gambler.
Honestly, Michael Jordan's probably lost more.
Not on the public record he's lost more is what I would say.
Yeah.
But what I could find is that Charles Barkley confirmed his loss, $30 million. But Michael Jordan, also a well-known basketball player who gambled a lot and lost a lot, but unclear as to how much. That could be the difference.
That was a good plant.
That was a good plant.
Yeah. Yeah. So you guys were already so... How do you feel now, Ryan? Not so confident anymore.
I mean, me and Ryan are still tired.
All right. Moving on. Question two. If you were a database at DraftKings, where would you hide? A, Amazon AWS. B, Google Cloud Network. I'm just kidding. Next question. Which was America's
first network?
Was it Google Cloud Platform?
Cool.
Second question. Which was America's first sports betting and gambling center? Was it A, New Orleans, B, Las Vegas, C, Reno?
Fascinating.
Yeah, this is fascinating.
I'm gonna just gramble NOLA just for fun.
I'm gonna gramble Reno because Las Vegas seems too obvious.
Peter, you're correct. It's New Orleans. They actually were the first sports gambling center in the country back in 1813. They were one of the few places.
I heard this like relatively recently.
It's actually kind of an interesting history. They were one of the few places that kind of squeaked by regulations during like the, you know, moralism panic of that time or whatever. And they also, that's when riverboats got popular as well, with gambling and stuff. So it's pretty fun. It seems like a fun history down there.
History's for nerds, so let's go on to the next question.
All right, Ryan. Now, this is getting more back to some classic sports betting trivia. All right, last question. Peter's up by one. What is the biggest sports betting win in history? A, 72 million. B, 16 million. C, 485 million. I'm gonna say as well, like, this is from information I could find readily online. Is there possibly a larger number? I don't know.
Yeah, we're not talking under the table deals where
I'm not talking anything weird or fancy. Like, this is just something that is like public knowledge.
Right. I'm gonna go in the middle and say the 72.
I'm gonna go on the low end. I'm gonna go with the 16.
All right, Peter, you're correct. 72 million. Yeah. It was by someone who they call Mattress Mac, and he bet on the Astros winning the World Series.
Yeah,
so pretty recently.
I didn't know it was 72. Yeah, I didn't know 72. I thought it was either. Like 30-ish.
So yeah,
I thought it had to be more than 16.
The figure I saw was 72. I think he bet 10 million. And then they won, and he got, I guess, 7x payout on that. And so
Mattress Mac, total stud.
He does it. Well, you know what? It's funny. He gives, so he actually, it's one of those, like wager things.
Yeah.
Where, like, if you bought $3,000 worth of furniture from Mattress Mac, you get it, like, refunded if he wins, if the Astros win.
Yeah. So
he just bets against it. Yeah.
He just bets against it. Yeah. Which is great. Pretty fun. So anyway, yeah, that's the game. Peter went 2-for-3. Ryan, you went 0-for-3. That's got to sting a little bit. This is really more your bag, I feel like, of a game. So,
I mean, you know, trivia. Who
cares? Some, you lose some. As they say.
Ryan's sick. He's
when it
dying.
Comes to gambling, I care about the money I win, not about the fucking history of it all.
Boom. Amen, Ryan. Well, why don't you take us into something you are a pro?
Hey, I'm not going to lie.
You could lie to me, though.
I had a really great game idea, which was that you should have made up table tennis player names of Eastern Europeans, and we tried to guess which is real.
I don't know. Why would I do that, Peter?
I think we should do that next time.
Why would I do that? I don't know. I don't understand. I don't get it.
Only one of us bets Eastern European ping pong, though.
And it's me, so I have a clear advantage.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was going to do RAV4 theme, but I already made a RAV4 themed game.
Yeah, it's fair. It's fair.
So I thought, I'll just do this.
How many miles per gallon does the RAV4 get on a highway?
Peter's, particularly?
No, a RAV4. I don't know.
A RAV4.
Well, mine's hybrid, so. Yeah.
Wow, you got a 40. Hybrid.
So. Keeps telling me that. He keeps, like, you know, really sticking my nose in it. It's kind of a little mean.
How does it feel to be pushing the liberal agenda?
Yeah.
It feels pretty good, Ryan. It feels really, really nice.
Where do you stand on the Travis Kelce versus and Dr. Fauci versus Aaron Rodgers and RFK Jr. debate?
I think we all already know where I stand. Aaron Rodgers is a fucking tool. Put him in the cave, lock him in. Maybe send Elon to rescue him or something. I don't know.
It's tragic. It's really tragic, you
Is
know?
Is it tragic?
I think so. Well, I mean, so many quarterbacks, they develop Swiss cheese brain, and then they just kind of, you know, they go down this rabbit
it's
hole
true.
Of weird beliefs. So
it's true.
What can you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get the CTE thing?
I don't think it's not a CTE thing. It's a weird coincidence that a lot of QBs are kind of wacky who play a long time. Could be personality thing, could be a Swiss cheese thing. But anyway, Ryan, things with the power rankings. We'll start at 13. We know who 14 is. We don't even need to.
Same spot she was in last week. It's Melissa. Melissa lost again. Almost pulled out a win. It was
almost
close.
Pulled out a win. Yeah.
And I'll have a little statistic for you coming up in the matchups. But Melissa might be someone you want to keep an eye on this week.
All right.
Down one spot to number 13 is myself. It's tough. You know, I'm the lowest ranked of the two or three teams. I haven't scored a lot of points, but you know, I'm right in it. So that's good.
Ryan, how do you feel about getting Cooper Kupp and Jonathan Taylor at right now?
I feel better about it still. The problem is the Rams and the Colts have different philosophies, and no one told me that. The Rams were going to just send Cooper Kupp out, and he did very well. And the Colts are like, we're going to ease Jonathan Taylor very, very slowly into this game. And he didn't do very well. But the sad part about it is I still made the right play because Ramondre Stevenson is terrible. So
did awful. Yeah. Yeah, your team's in a weird spot. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
What about Jalen Warren? Did he just get a touchdown? Is that what happened? He probably just got like a random touchdown.
He did not.
And Jaleel McLaughlin for Denver did kind of good.
Yeah,
maybe, maybe that's a win. Maybe
should have played him. Yeah, I don't know. I would have lost either way. So.
No, for sure. I mean, and also, is Anthony Richards, is he out for the season now? Did he finally?
No, but he got hurt again mid-game. So my luck continues.
Yeah, yeah. This is probably right. Is this the lowest you've ever been ranked?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Rough season. Really but rough now season. It's a weird
I trade
year.
For Joe Burrow with Peter. We should talk about that.
Right.
Where's the breaking news? Play the.
Oh, yeah. Let me play the breaking news thing.
Hi, Jesus Christ.
Peter, there's breaking news in the league. Me and you have traded. I gave you Garrett Wilson. You gave me Joe Burrow. What are your thoughts at 11?
My thoughts are, seemed like a decent trade. You know, maybe I'll regret taking Garrett Wilson over Christian Kirk, but, you know, we'll see how it goes. I believe. The trade analyzer said Wilson, so rock with it.
Thank you, trade analyzer, because I would prefer to give up Wilson.
I just feel like that, Ryan, that just feels like a bad trade for you. I don't really get that trade, personally.
Well, you see, Nick, I had decent, my bench is good when healthy. Like I didn't need Garrett Wilson. Honestly, I was gonna keep playing Garrett Wilson. He was gonna continue to disappoint me. So now, he's just gone.
You disappoint Peter.
I was gonna say yeah. I don't think Garrett Wilson is necessarily reliable enough to care too much.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's a step up for me for sure.
Joey B's gonna turn his season around.
I feel like it feels like a weird trade, on paper, but. Or rather, sorry, I think it looks like a good trade on paper because like they've both been severely underperforming, and so it's kind of like whatever, it's a wash.
This is a trade that helps both teams. You know, Peter needed a wide receiver, I needed a quarterback. Here we are.
I don't know why you didn't come talk to me. I mean, I'd love to get fleeced. I got Brock Purdy on my bench, number 5. Like,
I wouldn't play Brock. Fuck Brock Purdy.
Why don't you like Brock Purdy? What do you have against
him? Brock Purdy.
Nah.
He's awesome.
Nah, fuck that guy.
I literally
stinks.
He's talking about like the Rams QB in like 2 years, and you'll be like, I always loved him. I always thought he was a good player.
Moving on. Down 3 spots to number 12 is Joe. Joe bragged about being very mediocre last week, and his team was gone.
Now he's getting punished for it.
Yeah.
I mean, but here's the thing with this week though, right? You had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams score under 100.
Yep.
Which is kind of nuts.
That's nuts.
Half Joe got 104.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, mediocre. He was right in the middle.
Amen.
He was a little higher in the middle, but that's all right. He does get Austin Eckler coming back this week, but we'll talk about that more in the matchups. But, you know, Joe's team is just, it's okay. Actually, Joe's team
I think Joe's team's fine. I just think, like, I can't buy that his players are going to be consistent week to week. I guess that's what everyone's struggling with. Once again, he still has the whole Pittsburgh. I mean, at least he got rid of. Oh, he actually swapped out his tight end. Oh, because he was injured. So
he was injured. Sense. Yeah.
Perfect.
He may actually have a rosy outlook, but we'll talk about that in the matchups. Down 4 spots, number 11 is Sid. Sid's a real fall from grace here. You know, her team is Christian McCaffrey and a bunch of other people. She had a lot of buys. She had some injuries. So maybe better times ahead for Sid, but I think she's lost a few in a row now.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like Christian McCaffrey's good enough to still carry Sid's team week to week. I think like what's really hurting her is just her supporting cast here. I mean, she has really no one else to rely on. I mean, I think Hockenson is probably her next star player after McCaffrey. I mean, it's kind of tough. It's a tough look.
Yeah, she needs Higgins to play. She needs Godwin to play. Obviously, like they're on bye, so she has good wide receivers.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm looking at Sid's team. Seems strong enough. Just
but her second running back slot is a hole. But
yeah, well, I mean,
whose isn't?
I feel like, but Dalvin Cook seems particularly bad this
year. Yeah, Dalvin Cook's not good. Yeah,
for a while. I mean, like that's like, yeah, he's
like you shouldn't be playing him. Yeah.
Yeah, like it's just not even worth it. Like he's even worse than like a handcuff. I'd rather have a handcuff. Yeah. And Sid still has not messaged me. Remember Sid Flamedog 12, you get $10. Nobody tell her. All right. Moving on.
All right. Same spot he was in last week, Nick.
My number 10?
Yeah.
Seems good. I like that.
Tough loss this week, Nick, huh?
As we always say, someone scores 45 points, you don't lose that game.
Kevin spotted you a zero, and he played Jordan Love, who sucked, and you still lost on Thursday while we were recording the podcast. So.
Yeah, it hurts. I mean, 45 points, doesn't matter. And then also, I'll be honest, the other thing that really hurt me even more, Kittle getting 26 points.
Yeah.
That is like kiss of death.
Yeah, you probably thought you had a shot.
I did. I felt like when Saquon Barkley like didn't play, I was like, oh, you know what? Like, this is just enough hope for me to have an even more crushing defeat. I'm actually mad that Kevin got a zero there, because I would have preferred he played somebody, because then I just would have been like, oh, all bets are off. But he gave me enough hope, and that hurt the most.
And what hurts the most is being so close. What
hurts the most?
Up four spots, number 9 is Kevin.
Deserved.
Big swing.
Yeah. Kevin's like, his team's not bad.
I like his team.
I kind of like his team. I mean, he has a terrible quarterback situation. But
I mean, Jordan Love's been pretty good. I think he had a really bad week this week. But
yeah, that guy's I don't need to watch much more Jordan Love. He's not very good at football.
But he's good fantasy QB. What are you talking about?
He was. I think.
He is.
He was.
You know he got 5 points last week, right, Nick?
Yeah.
Guys, he literally has gotten above. He's pretty much averaging 20 points a game before this week.
Yeah.
People are still playing Dan Jones in our league, and he's literally eating a cheese pizza on the field. Yeah. I don't know why you're so down on Jordan Love. When you're like, oh, Dan Jones, he's fine. Someone take the fly.
Let's be clear. I don't think either of us said Dan Jones is fine.
Yeah, I didn't say Dan
Jones. I'm definitely not saying that. They can both be bad.
He's ranked number 12. I mean, this is like kind of ridiculous. I don't really think
And it's only going to get lower.
Oh, my God.
No, he's not a good quarterback.
Well, he doesn't need to be. He needs to be a good fantasy quarterback, right? I mean, what, I don't you think Anthony Richardson's good? I mean, he gets injured every game.
When Anthony Richardson's healthy, he's very good quarterback. Fantasy quarterback. Yeah,
when he's healthy.
Why do you think I trade for Joe Burrow?
Joe Burrow also not healthy and doing terrible. Joe Burrow's doing way worse than Jordan Love is this year.
Right now, I'm projecting forward. You guys are projecting forward, Nick. And I'm projecting Jordan Love isn't very good at playing quarterback in the NFL, and he's not going to finish as a top 15 quarterback.
I'm higher on Jordan Love than everyone else is, and I already ordered my jersey and everything, so I'm excited to get that bad boy and wear it. It's gonna be really good.
I hear he's a big RFK fan too.
That's great. He was on the Aaron Rodgers podcast, you know, recording from a basement in an undisclosed location.
But besides quarterback, I like Kevin Steen a lot. And I think that I'll just say that again to close it out.
I like Kevin Steen a lot. I don't know. I think it's, anyway. Go ahead. Just keep going.
Down three spots. Number 8 is Eric. Eric scored the least amount of points this week.
Oof.
He played a zero, and his kicker was also on bye. So, you know, that's a double zero sort of situation. That moves you down the rankings quite a bit.
Wow. You know, Ryan, it must feel nice to get to have someone score lower than you this week on a technicality, because he was just 5 points behind you.
Yeah, I mean, his players found the end zone. Mine didn't, which is
helps.
Usually not a great way to score points.
Wow, Dallas Goedert got 21 points. Ouch.
Yeah, on his bench. Would have been nice if he played him. Nick Folk scored 11 points on his bench. Would have been nice if he played him.
Could have won. Easy.
Yeah, the recipe was there to beat Albog.
Yikes. But we won't talk about too much longer, but yikes.
Yeah, sometimes you got to put the cookies in the oven.
Is that your new catchphrase? Are we going to go with that?
No. That's not a catchphrase, but
let's put the cookies in the oven. Number 6.
Number seven, up four spots is Richard.
Nice.
Richard's on quite a run. You know, he's scoring a lot of points. Big blow to Richard's team, though. Achan is going on the IR, I think, for a few weeks.
Oof. Easy come, easy go for Richard.
So, you know, Richard thought, you know, I lost what's his name, Nick Chubb. I found the replacement. Achan's one of the best running backs for fantasy in the league. And then Achan gets hurt. So
That is tough.
That's tough.
That kind of works out for me because I think I have a my guy's on IR too, but he's also the Miami running back.
Jeff Wilson.
Yeah, I have Jeff Wilson. Yeah.
And good for Joe, who has Mostert. But...
Yep. Big boost for Joe.
We'll see what happens with Miami running backs there.
It's a weird quarterback year, right? Like, I look at everyone's quarterbacks who they're playing. I'm like, yeah, like this is pretty much the best they can do. And Richard played Sam Howell over Dak. Great call. Dak got 5 points. Dak, worse than Jordan Love.
I'm out on Dak too. So,
all right, that's good. That makes me feel a little better because he's terrible. I think Dak is probably one of these overrated QBs.
I've been on that train. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He seems bad.
And Sam Howell had a good matchup this week and then scored some. He didn't play very well, but he had a good fantasy game. So
that's what we care about here. All right, moving on.
Same spot he was in last week. I'm not gonna forget him this time, Peter.
Petey, hey. You forgot Peter last time?
Or like I had Peter like ranked like way down the rankings. And that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
it's really fair though. I mean, my team's
Peter. Congrats.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks.
Huge.
Big game from Allen. Big game from the Saints defense. God, you want to talk about someone who's bad? Mac Jones.
Oh God. Yeah, that's tough to watch. I can't wait for him to get axed.
Who do you think goes first, Bill or Mac?
Well, Mac.
Definitely Mac.
Why don't you think Bill would
controls
get...
that?
Yeah, but Bill doesn't control everything. I mean, you know, Kraft could come in there and be like,
Bill, if anything, they're leaving at the same time.
Okay. Bill will have a gentleman. Bill will have a gentleman send off. Mac might be dragged through the streets of Boston in another week.
Oh my God! Mac's not even welcome in his own city. It's terrible. No. It's tough out there.
He might be the least popular man in Boston right now.
That's true. Peter, I like your team. Good luck out there.
You mean it?
Yeah. I'm rooting for you.
You did lose James Conner for a few weeks.
Yeah. I really wish you didn't say that, not going to lie.
We'll talk about that in the matchups. But I don't think
but I mean, like, James Conner, like, he was kind of mediocre anyway, so.
Yeah, but, you know, he's top 20. He's top 20. Up there.
The top 20 running back, Nick. You put some respect on his name.
Now we care about the position ranks?
I mean,
when it's running backs,
I do. I don't know what to tell you. I mean,
quarterbacks are a dime a dozen. Running backs all suck.
Quarterback's not a dime a dozen. I think quarterback's more important and more rare in terms of quality than running backs.
Sam, we just looked at Richard's team. Sam Howell scored 25 last week. Dime a dozen.
I don't think that's the
Jordan Love's.
Anyway.
Jordan,
I think the point, Nick, is more possible to get a QB that can score 20.
Yeah.
We're just picking a fucking running back on the waivers.
But if you're a quarterback scoring 20 consistently, that's more rare.
Okay, well, sure. There's like,
because I would say all running backs are pretty much
bad. What are we talking about?
If you get a running back who scores you 10 points consistently, I think you'd be fucking flipping, doing backflips
on that card right now. Exactly.
If I got a running back that's
kind of what James Conner was. So.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, moving on. Number 5.5.
Down 4 spots, number 5 is Chris. Chris comes down from the top. Tough loss in the matchup with my mom. He didn't play Zach Moss because he thought Jonathan Taylor is going to have a bigger role, and that cost him the matchup.
That's too much running back choice in this team.
Yeah. We'll see how that splits out going forward. And he wasted a 35-point performance from Travis at the end.
I mean, I think Chris put a good team on the board here. I think he played, logical pieces.
The fact that Hunter Henry also got a 0 is pretty wild.
I mean, yeah, he really got stuffed by the Commanders' defense and then the tight end situation as well. So,
and my mom spotted him a 0. Shamir Gibson.
Well, I mean, Chris spotted her a 0 too, so it all kind of evens out there.
Yeah, but Commanders and Hunter Henry both played.
Yeah, Shamir Gibson, that 0-0. 0-0.
Fair enough.
All right, up 20 spots to number 3 is...
In the same spot she was in last week, number 4 is Nick. All right, Nicole.
Thank you. Yes, I'm on here twice. You're welcome.
Nicole.
So nice, they rated him twice. Good to be up here.
Nicole had a little scare with Melissa. Yeah, it was getting worrisome. And big bad news for Nicole, Justin Jefferson going on the IR. So that's a huge hit to her team. We'll talk about
that.
Wait,
what happened to Justin Jefferson? Holy shit.
Pulled his hamstring.
Oh,
clean.
Brutal.
Clean off. Really horrifying stuff.
And it's really bad luck because their team was really coming together. Kelce was looking good. Breece Hall is all of a sudden looking good.
Yeah, Kelce's riding the Swifty wave.
Yeah. It's a really bad timing because their team looks very scary if Justin Jefferson's in there.
Damn.
Hell, is he out for the season? Or like, what's the vibe?
4 weeks, but, you know, the Vikings suck right now, so it could be longer.
Yeah, they could just bench him for the rest of the year. Yeah. Why risk it?
I mean, probably not the rest of the year, but he could sit for...
No, I have a good feeling. I don't think he'll ever see the ball again.
Yeah, Nicole, you should give him up. Better just cut your losses now.
Let's do some trading. Let's trade it out. Nicole has great running backs, though. She could easily trade some running backs for some mediocre wide receivers. Something to think about.
Something I
always
want to
trade down.
Possibly.
Dilute your player share. That's what I always say.
All right. In the same spot she was in last week, my mom. Big win for my mom over Chris. Like I said, as I mentioned, she did spot Chris a zero. It didn't matter. She still won. She also played Josh Dobbs at quarterback. And that...
I don't even know who that is.
He's a Cardinals quarterback.
He doesn't even know who he is, Peter. It's all, you know.
Oh, yeah. This guy's picture on ESPN is probably one of the most unflattering pictures I've ever seen in my life. it looks like he belongs in, you know, a fucking Lord of the Rings movie, crawling around on all fours.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a certain Skyrim character creator quality to it. So that's tough, but hopefully he gets a new headshot soon. I think that'd be good for everybody. Yeah, I mean, your mom seems good. Her QB situations could be fine if Herbert's back.
No, it's helpful. Yeah. She has the best tight end.
You know what's more helpful? Definitely she also helpful. Has the best wide receiver.
Yeah, wide receiver one, tight end one on her team.
You know, that's pretty nice. A good defense, number five defense, also nice.
Good. And then some other okay pieces, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a wide receiver is getting you 30 points a week. Like, I mean, 40 points, that's the best. But 30 points, pretty nice. which I had that problem.
Yeah. I mean, you can barely get a running back to get you 10. If you can get a wide receiver, and get you 30.
I can barely get a running back to hold the ball long enough to get a point. So,
yep.
Horrible out here.
All right. And in the same spot he was in last week, Almog.
Nice.
Almog barely got away with a win.
This feels like a... this feels a little controversial, but did you just do this because he's 4-1 and he didn't lose?
He didn't lose, yeah. He also survived... His worst bye week, which is really helpful.
I mean, he definitely, that's actually a really good point because he strategically stacked this bye week, I think it's safe to say. So,
yeah. He's going to have
a good point.
All his players the rest of the way. He's not going to have to play Dan Jones anymore, which is helpful. That's an upgrade. Jordan Addison is going to probably see an uptick in volume now that Jefferson's hurt.
Yeah, it's true. He's coming together. He still has Dan Jones at QB. That's huge. Love Dan Jones. We call him DJ. If
you're
you
close.
Know him. Yeah. We all call him DJ. Does everyone call him DJ?
Just you, bud.
Okay. He's always laying on the beats. You know, that's what we all like about him.
Oh, all right. I'll get to the last team here. Up 7 spots to number 1 is Austin.
Wow.
That's a pretty crazy swing.
Meteoric. Meteoric rise.
Austin's on quite the run. He lost his first 2 games, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And he's won 3 in a row. He scored 147, 139, and 113 in those last 3 weeks.
Yeah. You want to know what helps? You have a player on your team that scores 45 points.
Yeah.
If you can just... This is... You know, it's so simple, everybody. It's really, really easy. If you can just get someone on your team to consistently score 45 points, you'll probably never lose.
Yeah. And Jamar Chase, he's sucked the entire season. Now
he's been terrible.
Yeah.
Popping off.
He's popping off. David Montgomery's good. Calvin Kamara's good. Justin Fields is bringing it back a little bit.
Yeah.
And now he's got good bench players who are on bye. So
Yeah, he's got a nice looking team.
Austin's team is scary.
KJ Osborne's gonna be nice to have with Jefferson out as well. Like
the number three tight end. Kind of nice.
That's kind of nice. I always say I think a nice tight end is, you know, really, really big. So yeah.
A tight end who gets you points is just like a running back who gets you points. They're just, it's very rare.
A tight end who gets you points is arguably more important because wide receivers are the only thing that matter really in the league. Yeah. So if you have three wide receivers who get you like 5 points and you have a tight end who gets you 45 points, that's great. That's what you really want to see.
Yeah. So congrats to Austin. He's we've had a new number one every week since week one.
Good job. Good job, Austin. That's, you know, fun. Good That's job, Ryan, fun. For making that happen. Because Ryan could have easily just kept putting himself there, even though it made no sense. And it's brave, Ryan, what you did. It is.
Thank you. I take one You're for welcome. The team sometimes.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. All right.
All right, let's move on to the matchups. Nick, you had a great week last week. You and Joe had the same picks and both went 6-1.
Let's go.
I went 4-3, so you actually overtake me. So I'm a game back of you, and you're probably 2 games back of the guest. So let's see what Peter's got in store for you here. We'll start with the matchup of the week. My mom versus Nicole.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's an interesting one.
That's a fun one.
My mom's projected for 108.5, Nicole for 107.4, so very close on the scoreboard as well.
I'm going to take your mom.
You're going to take my mom? Wow. All right.
That was really fast. Okay.
Herbert's back. Both teams kind of at full strength. We just talked about Nicole's going to lose Justin Jefferson.
Jefferson's out. Okay, let's look at the matchups real quick. Okay, so kind of some tough matchups here. I don't really think she has anyone on her bench to really fill some of these gaps. Which is my main concern. Is the Patriots defense still like reasonable to keep? Are they like fine?
Well, you know, they've gotten blown out 2 games in a row.
I'm picking your mom. Sorry, Nicole. Good luck. Prove me wrong.
Nicole's projections are only going to go up when she puts a replacement for Jefferson in the lineup.
Is Jefferson zero right now?
Yeah.
But I don't know who would she put in. That's what I don't get.
She'll put in Tyler Lockett. Solid guy.
And what's he going to do?
11? Puts her at a 118 projection.
Oh, man. I don't know. I like the I like the matchup your mom has. Justin Herbert into Dallas is awesome. Gibbs into Tampa Bay is great. Tyreek Hill into Carolina. That's a free lunch. Chris Olave to Houston. I mean, these are... Your mom is fighting playing some of the squishiest teams this week.
All right. Peter, are you sticking with my mom?
Yeah.
All right, I'll pick Nicole.
All right.
Moving on. Me versus Eric.
I'm currently... No one asked for, but everyone's going to watch.
I'm currently projected for 96. Eric projected for 91. I need to put in a tight end. He needs to put in a flex. You know, I don't know why Aaron Jones wouldn't play this week, unless he's already been ruled out.
Well, he's on a bye, so that's probably.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They're on bye.
That could really affect his ability to play.
Yeah. So he needs a new flex. So what's a slot? DJ Chark in there. Dallas Goedert. I don't know. So 99, and my tight end will be projected for like 6 points. So pretty close.
Kind of a wash. This is a tough one. This is a toughie. I mean, do I think Jonathan Taylor is going to play? Do I think Cooper Kupp is going to play? I mean, once again, you kind of have squishy matchups, Ryan. I kind of like your matchups.
And Jonathan Taylor show up, though.
Yeah, it'd be nice if he actually played.
I think wait, who's Dallas playing?
Chargers.
Ryan, I think you need to do defense. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to pick Ryan, but... It's close. It's close for me.
I'll take Eric because I assume you're gonna take yourself, Ryan.
Yeah, I am.
I'll mix it up.
All right. Chris versus Peter. Chris projected for 103.4. Peter for a respectable 101.3. Very tight in the projections. You think it would be a little different? You think these teams might be a little bit further apart? Chris' team might be a little bit better? But Josh Allen plays the Giants. James Cook plays the Giants.
Okay, nice.
I mean, just you wait until I get Kendrick Bourne in there. Just Patriots gonna have a rock star comeback.
I would not play Kendrick Bourne.
Is Barkley still out? Is Barkley out again this week or no?
He could come back. I think he probably will.
Okay. This is another tough one. Honestly, I don't really feel super confident either direction here.
Ryan, who are you take myself? For
yeah,
sure.
let's see if Peter picks himself. I'm gonna pick Chris.
Oh my god. Yeah, I'll take Peter. Why not? I'll back the RAV4 always.
RAV4 gang.
RAV4, roll out.
Almog versus Richard. Man, these projections are gonna be hard to figure out. Almog currently projected for a 118.
Okay, that's pretty high.
Richard wins for 70.
Okay.
Richard needs a new running back, a new wide receiver, and a new defense to put in. So
I'm gonna pick Almog.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick Almog.
That seems pretty wise.
That's a differential that's hard to overcome, even when you slot in people.
Because like those running, he's not gonna put the running backs in.
I mean, it's also his running back that's out has been like 20 points a game at least. Yeah. So yeah,
those are easy to find. 20 point running backs.
I'm following you guys here.
All right. Melissa versus Austin. Now hear me out. Melissa predict for 94. Austin for 120. Melissa needs to put in a flex player, so she puts in Amari Cooper, 104
points.
Now hold on. The team ranked number one in the power rankings has lost every week so far. That's why there's been a new number one every week. Maybe a curse, maybe not. Is anyone going to take Melissa?
Ryan, are you going to take Melissa?
No, I'm going to take Austin.
Yeah, I'm taking Austin as well.
All right, let me play this out a little bit. Justin Fields in Minnesota. Justin Fields is going to do terrible. It's a 5-point game for him, no doubt.
Nick, this is your wife.
Yeah, she understands. Man, the Bills defense and the Giants, that's a free lunch. Man, I really want this to make sense, but it's really not making sense. Yeah, I think I got to go with Austin here. I'm sorry.
Wow. Thought I was going to get you to do it, but...
You're trying to bait me to pick my wife? You should know I would never do that.
Hey, number one is lost every week, so we'll see if that continues.
I mean, if you really felt that way, Ryan, you'd be putting your money there. You know, if you really thought that was important, clearly you don't.
I don't believe in trends like that.
Okay, you just wanted to point it out for everyone else. Inquiring minds.
I mean, it is fun to see. Joe versus Kevin. Wow. Pretty even on the projections. Joe for a 106.9, Kevin for a 106.6. Right down the middle. Okay, I don't know. Both teams have their lineups in. I don't see any of them really improving. Austin Eckler back for Joe. Raheem Mostert probably going to step into a bigger role now that Achan's gone. And Mostert was already the number two running back in fantasy. Thielen's been good. Jacoby Myers is pretty good.
I kind of think I like Joe here, honestly. And you know what I like most? Pittsburgh's bye week. And I think that's really good for Joe's team. That's healthy. So I'm picking Joe.
I'm also going to pick Joe. It's weird that like you'd say, oh, Pittsburgh's out. His team's not going to look very good.
His team looks better.
It looks better.
You want to know why? Because he doesn't have three players from the same mediocre to bad team.
Yeah. When did Joe's team get good? I don't remember that.
His team looks downright good right now.
Yeah.
Like, don't touch anything else, bud. I mean, is the Eckler going to play? That's the question.
He said he
was playing. But I guess also, is Barkley going to play?
I don't know about Barkley. Eckler said today he was going to play.
He said today?
Yeah, he said he's 99.9% chance he plays. That's what he said.
Oh, wow. I love those odds. All right, Joe. You ruined my life week one. I believe in you, bud.
Wow. Ruin it again.
Kevin's going to win for sure.
yeah, it's written in the stars.
And we'll close it out. Sid versus Nick.
Yeah.
Sid predicted for 90. She needs to put in a new defense. We'll see if she actually does it. And Nick predicted for a cool 100. God, it seems like a low projection for you, Nick.
Yeah, I mean, I generally disagree with the projections, so glad we're on the same page. I kind of feel like I have pretty good matchups this week for my players, so I'm going to pick it myself.
Maybe, can you put in Jeff Wilson Jr.? Is he back?
We'll see.
I wish.
He has a projection. It's pretty good. Projection. Fun.
Projected to return to practice this week. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Could be big fun brain stuff. Time. We'll see.
Fun stuff.
Could be fun.
Yeah, I'm going to take Sid, though.
That's really messed up, but I understand. You're picking Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I love Russ.
Russ is the number 8. I love Russ. Number 8 quarterback Russ in fantasy. Number 8 quarterback in fantasy.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, he's better than
Jalen Hurts. Trade Purdy for him.
He's dropping it down Hurts. Jalen Hurts at 2.
Oh, he's better than Brock Purdy.
Also,
oh wait, no, he's not. He's literally
play
worse than both quarterbacks on my team.
And you can't play 2.
Yeah. When are we going to change that rule, Ryan? Really spice the league up.
Hey, we have too many teams for that, but I would love to.
Do we actually?
Yeah, because you would want to own 3, and then 3 times 14 is more than 32.
I guess it's part of the math. One super flex.
Yeah, but it's just going to be a mess. For some weeks, people are playing 2 quarterbacks. Sometimes some people are playing like a fourth string running back who gets them 3 points. And it's not going to seem very fair.
Down to try it, Ryan. Down to try it. We can figure out the math.
All right. Sid does have some lineup changes she can make. Like she could put P. Ryan in for Cook. Take Cook out, hopefully play T. Higgins or Chris Godwin. She gets a new defense in. She might be projected for more points than Nick.
She could even put in Greg Dulcich, the Denver tight end. That might help. Get a 0. well, a lot of different moves Sid can make here.
The problem is I don't trust Sid to make some of these moves, and she's going to play the Browns defense against the 49ers. I'll pick Nick.
Oh, yeah. That's not good for me. Peter? You picked Sid, right?
I already picked Sid. Yeah, I'm already
in. That's really messed up. I mean,
you know.
I think I picked... Didn't I pick Chris? Did I pick Chris?
When?
I don't think so.
No, you picked Peter.
Wow. Yeah.
I think you supported me.
I thought.
Pretty nice.
It is nice, isn't it? Nice to feel supported by your friends. Anyway, Ryan, thanks for going over the matches. Really appreciate it.
Did you pick yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I said that. I thought I did, but maybe not.
Maybe next week, if the matchups go away, you could overtake the guests for first in the picks.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Let's go. That's what I'm here for. I have a good feeling it's going to be an 0-7 week for me. I think it's just going to be a complete inverse. So, well, everybody, it's been fun. Peter, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Ryan, always an absolute joy. Peter, anything you want to say to the camera before we sign off?
Broncos country.
Let's ride. Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
Just hanging around.
That's good. All right, good stuff, everybody. Please, to all our listeners, please remember to like, rate, subscribe, wherever you get your podcasts. Ciao.
Ciao.
Wow.